Wholesaling Studios, powered by RumbleOn.com. It's time to get all the info you need on the Vanderbilt Commodores. This is the Anchor Down Podcast with Vanderbilt reporter Max Hurd.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it, Max.
On Nashville's best sports talk.
ESPN.
102.5 The Game.
And The Game Nashville app.
It's time to Anchor Down. And listen up to the Anchor Down Podcast here on ESPN. 102.5 The Game. My name's Max Hurd. I'm your host. Little off-season football interview here on Monday, February the 7th, and a unique one at that. First time we've ever had a Vanderbilt football commit on the show, and it's a local man who I've had the pleasure of interviewing before and announcing his games on MyTV30's Friday Night Rivals. Many of you know that I've announced the Nashville High School Football Game of the Week in some capacity for the last 4 years here in Nashville, and I've certainly interviewed a solid handful of guys who have gone to Vanderbilt, and many of them have been committed to Vanderbilt at the time I interviewed them. That includes four commits in this year's recent signing class that is now totally finalized as of the second signing day last week. I could have them all on the podcast if I wanted to, but no prospect story changed as much from the end of the high school football season until signing day less than 3 months later than Jamison Wharton. Senior cornerback from Hendersonville High School, nearby suburb right outside of Nashville. When I interviewed him before Hendersonville's state semifinal game, the game was on Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. I interviewed him the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. He had three college offers at the end of his senior year. Austin Peay had offered him in October. Then on the same night in November, Tennessee Tech and Gardner Webb offered him. Those were his only three football offers. Later that week, he got an offer from East Tennessee State. Then within the next month after the season ended, he got offers from UT Chattanooga and Lehigh University in Pennsylvania. So the offers were finally starting to roll in for a senior player who was a multi-year starter and a very good athlete. He's 6'2" tall. Hendersonville's roster this year listed him at 153 pounds. He's a skinny cornerback, as he'll say himself later in the podcast in his own words. He's now listed as 170 pounds, and you know he'll be past that when he becomes a college football player this year. But the offers were finally starting to come. But there weren't Power 5 offers. So he made a decision before his senior year of high school was even over to reclassify from the class of 2022 to the class of 23 when it came to football. That meant he was going to take the year off, continue to train, and hope that he could get better offers while he was classified amongst the current high school juniors compared to the current high school seniors. Well, it worked. He got an offer from Ole Miss in the second week of December as a member of their class of 2023. But then Vanderbilt comes in, not only offers him, but says, we want to offer you as a senior and take you in your normal class of 2022. He committed soon thereafter. You'll hear the whole story. But what a story. A really unique situation. And he went from a player who wasn't really ranked in the recruiting services to the number one player at his position statewide and also a top 15 player in the senior class in all of Tennessee, according to 24/7 Sports. I always love interviewing high school players. I do it every week throughout the fall. And I hope those of you who have watched our game broadcasts on MyTV 30 understand how much those interviews mean and how much these players deserve it. But this is a special one for sure. So much went into Jamison Wharton's recruitment and commitment to Vanderbilt, deciding to run track as a junior for the first time ever, being patient, reclassifying, then classifying back to the class he's been in all along. And he's also done some great charity work as well, which we'll talk about at the end of the interview. So Jamison Wharton's on the Anchor Down podcast. So we talk a little bit of Vandy football here in February. You can subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher. One of the newest members of the Vandy football team, Jamison Wharton from Hendersonville, is on the phone. J-Mo, great to talk to you, and thanks for doing this.
Thank you for having me on.
What has your life been like since the last time I saw you the week of Thanksgiving?
Man, recruiting has definitely picked up. It has been absolutely crazy. Just committed to Vanderbilt. That is a big thing. I'm a three-star recruit now. Top 24/7 has me as number one in the state, number one cornerback in the state. Just been crazy.
You had a couple of interesting decisions that you made since the end of the high school football season to now, since you finished up your senior season. Tell me about your decision initially to reclassify from the class of 2022, which you are as a high school senior, 1 year back to the class of 2023.
Yes. So I decided to reclassify to 2023 because of lack of looks and lack of recruiting by, you know, like those Power Five schools that I've always wanted to go to. And I was happy with my decision, had some offers and good looks for class of 2023. And then Vanderbilt hit me up, wanted me for class of 2022. And I was like, this is great. I'm going to hop on that. So hopped on that, reclassified back to 2022, and now I'm going to Vanderbilt.
If you had stayed with the reclass and nobody from Power Five comes in with the offer that Vanderbilt did, what were you going to do next year?
I was just going to be with MPA, do a whole lot of training, do some 7v7, and work on myself as a football player, as a person.
Talking with Jamison Wharton, Vanderbilt football cornerback commit from nearby Hendersonville High School. Ole Miss offered you in the second week of December as a current junior in that class, the class of 2023. What was it like for them to come in and validate at the time your decision to push it back a year?
Yes, sir. That offer was amazing. Being my first Power Five offer, it was an SEC offer, a school that I followed pretty heavily. When I got that offer, I was super excited. My first FBS offer, actually. So I was super excited, pumped up about that.
When we talked before your state semifinal game, you had three football offers from Austin Peay, Tennessee Tech, and Gardner Webb. It was so interesting talking to all your teammates, really big senior class that had played together your guys' entire lives, winning together at the high school level, and it just took so long for the offers to come for all of you. What was it like as a group for everybody to start to cash in and for you and Ellis and Luke Manning and all those guys, Torin Baker, to all commit?
Yes, sir. It is great to see that our hard work is finally paid off. We get to reap the rewards. And really, the work is just starting because all of us are going to new spots and get to live out our dreams of playing in college. And that is great. But, you know, we all want to make it to the next level and do great things beyond high school.
Did you guys have to remind each other and tell each other to be patient as the season went on when it came to offers?
Definitely, because there was a lot of frustration. So just have to remind people, be patient. Everything's going to work out in the end. And it looked like it did for all of us.
Talking to Jamison Wharton, Vanderbilt football cornerback commit here on the Anchor Down podcast on 102.5 The Game. All right, JMO, let's talk about that Vandy offer. You tweeted out on January 17th. When were you first contacted by Vandy, and how did that develop into an offer?
Okay, so Vanderbilt contacted me, I think it was like end of the season, maybe the playoffs, and it was their old DB coach, Lamar Morgan, who was at Louisiana now, and he kind of was in contact with me a little bit, and then he went to Louisiana, and Coach Howell got hired at Vanderbilt. And the first, he told me the first spot he came to, one of the first spots was Hendersonville, came down, visited me at the school, and I got to talk to him and everything, which was, you know, it was good talking to him, good hearing that I was one of the first people that he came talk to, came recruited, and then I go up on my unofficial visit and I get the offer.
So going from the offer to committing, when they offer you as a 22, is that a pretty easy choice for you?
It was definitely made me be like, I'm gonna go class of 2022. I said I had to weigh some of the options of schools that came in that were like, we want you 22, And I was like, well, I want to go 23. And then Vanderbilt offered, and I was like, I'm going to go 22.
Seems like you really fit the mold of what Clark Lea and Vanderbilt's new coaching staff, Barton Simmons, and the whole recruiting staff are looking for, someone who they can really develop. How do they relay that to you when they talk to you?
Yes, sir, definitely. They let me know that, you know, I'm a skinny guy, but I have all the tools to be great, and I'm a raw product with my technique, with my ability, and with my size. So really, once I work on that, once I get all that together, I'm really gonna be a problem. And they like that, and they like that they get to develop me like that because I don't have any bad habits.
We talked before the game I announced in November about your track running and how you were new at it the spring before in your junior year. You picked it up to help you with football. You were in the top 10 in the 100-meter sprint at the state meet, had some track offers, including a Power 5 school or two. How much did Vandy care about that? And I guess to piggyback off of it, how thankful are you that you did track?
Oh, I'm so grateful that I did track. Track really boosted my confidence for football, and then it gives me verified time. So Vanderbilt loves that. They always bring it up how fast I am. I always bring up my track times. They just love that.
What was it like trying a new sport for the first time when you're 17 years old?
Really didn't know what to expect. Went in just thinking, well, I'm competitive, so I don't want to lose, but I'm really just over here getting better for my main sport, which is football, and track ended up being what propelled my football game, and I was also getting offers for a track.
Hendersonville High School has a lot of Vandy connections, obviously they're a lot of Vanderbilt alums and fans in the town of Hendersonville who live in Sumner County. But you guys, I mean, you know you look good in black and gold. You got a couple other connections. You guys have an old school Vanderbilt football jersey, I think from the 40s, on the wall in your guys' football facility, which I love. And then also your coach, James Beasley, the head coach of your high school team, his mom is Clark Lea's mom's sister. How much did any of these things come up while you were getting recruited?
Well, Coach Beasley, he went on my unofficial visit with me, so he got to reunite with his cousin, Coach Lea. And Coach Lea, he came down to the school with Coach Howe, and we talked about the jersey that Vanderbilt gave Hendersonville. It was the first jersey that Hendersonville ever had. Vanderbilt just lent them the jerseys, and I think lent them, like, some bleachers.
So, mm-hmm.
The connections are very interesting.
Do you think Coach Lea and Coach Beasley have a lot in common as first cousins?
They have so much in common, like so much, with the way that they do certain things with the music, or like they really like the family aspect of football. They have similar mannerisms, like they're very similar.
That's great. I agree, by the way. I wholeheartedly agree as someone who has seen both of them in action. I definitely agree with you. We're talking to Jameson Wharton, Vanderbilt football cornerback commit, high school senior at Hendersonville High. We talked about your Hendersonville team. You guys made a run all the way to the state semifinals where you lost to Summit this year, obviously playing in the highest class in Class 6A. What did it mean for you guys to have that season after COVID just kind of threw things off the year before to have the season you guys always hoped you would have your senior year?
Yes, sir. This season was magical. It was fun. Most fun I've ever had playing football. And we make connections that'll last a lifetime. We got so close over the year. And it was just so fun. And then we won all these football games, one of the greatest teams in school history, which that just put the icing on the cake, really.
How different is your mindset now? Because coming out of that season, when you were talking with your trainers, talking to NPA and deciding to reclass, there was a chance that you weren't going to even be on the sideline for another football game for 2 years. What was it like kind of getting into that mindset before all this happened?
Yeah, I definitely had to get prepared because I love the game of football. I want to be out there watching, but I was like, it looks like I'm going to have to sacrifice to get what I want. But now I don't have to do that. And now I found a home, which is great.
You mentioned earlier your ranking, and you have shot up the rankings, especially on 24/7, which is the website that you mentioned. You were unranked, as far as I know, before all of this, and now you are the 14th ranked prospect in your class in the state of Tennessee. What does that mean to you?
That just shows all the hard work, and it really shows, like, the way that I felt about myself over the season. It's kind of like validation in a sense, because I felt like I was doing my job on the field and I was doing what these other guys were doing, and I wasn't really getting put on like that. And now I have that in my back pocket. So
that's great. Well, you got everybody from your team deserved it. You guys deserve it. That's for sure. And Jameson, I want to give you one more question to talk about some of the work you've done for Football for a Cure, which was a football event you started when you were way younger than you are now. There's a great news story from News Channel 5 that Claire Kopsky did this last October. Tell everybody out there, please, why you started Football for the Cure, what it is, and what it looks like going forward now that you're out of high school.
Yes, sir. Football for the Cure is a fundraiser that I started when I was 10 years old. I started it because my Aunt Susie, she died of ovarian cancer, and I just wanted to make a difference. So now, every year in October, I set up a flag football tournament and games to raise money for cancer. This next year, it's going to be the biggest it's ever been. I have people at Vanderbilt helping me out. It's not just going to be football. We're going to have football and kickball and other activities just to get everybody going. I reach my goal every year, raise more than $5,000 this year. I'm going to go big next year.
That's incredible. And that'll be the 9th annual Football for a Cure that you've hosted. Like you said, since you were 10 years old, that is impressive. So before that event, we'll definitely get you on during the football season too to tell all the Vandy fans out there, many of whom know you already, but many of whom will be meeting you soon. So, Jameson, thanks so much for doing this. Couldn't be happier for you. What a story, man. You know you're about to be like an example for coaches, right? For all their guys who don't have offers at the end of the season, they're going to say, hey, this happened with this guy, and they're going to be talking about you.
Yes, sir. And that's just crazy. Like, that's great.
That's awesome. Well, thanks again for doing this, J-Mo. I really appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me on. And I would have never thought that I would be in this situation like 4 months ago. So all glory to God. Really.
Thanks again to Jameson Wharton for joining me on the Anchor Down podcast. Hopefully you will be hearing much, much more of the man they call J-Mo during his Vanderbilt football tenure over the next 4 or 5 years. And I'm curious to see how he develops. They're going to develop him. And whether it's been Barton Simmons, Clark Lee, the coordinators, everybody else, they have not been shy about using the word development. Come get developed is what the Vanderbilt football staff has been saying since they got here. Now headed into their second season and putting together their first full recruiting class that they had a full cycle for. And I think it's a good class. I will leave my buddy Robbie Weinstein to really evaluate that since he knows every single player in the class. He seems pretty impressed. And I will commend Coach Lee and the coaching staff for taking local players, for taking many players I've had a chance to cover. Jameson Wharton is one of them. Andrew Page from Beach High School, who is new to football. Interesting guy. Played receiver, was a basketball player, became a football receiver over the last couple years, and now will be going to Vanderbilt as a tight end H-back is how they've described him. Langston Patterson from CPA. Many of you guys know his older brother, Kane Patterson, started at Clemson, is transferring into Vanderbilt. So the two Patterson brothers will be getting to Vanderbilt together this year, and they are technically part of this class as well. And then Grayson Morgan from Clark Lee and Barton Simmons' alma mater, MBA, big offensive lineman who I actually saw play basketball in person for the first time a couple of weeks ago. He's pretty good. And He was actually playing against Vanderbilt basketball signee Malik Dia in the NBA Ensworth game. I told Grayson after, you might have to be a practice player if you're going to guard Malik that hard. They might need you in basketball once you guys get to Vandy together. And he goes, nah, I'm going to be adding too much weight because he's going to be playing offensive line in the SEC. So four high school seniors from the Nashville area are going to Vanderbilt, plus Kane Patterson transferring in from Clemson. So that's five in the class out of, let's see, how many guys were in this class? Looks like somewhere around 30, 19, 22, 25, 29. So five out of 29 ain't bad, and they'll be certainly making more local headway as well. And that last thing we talked about, Football for the Cure, there's a great news story on the News Channel 5 website, which is one of the local news stations here in Nashville, by Claire Kopsky. Go to the News Channel 5 website or just search Football for the Cure, Jameson Wharton, and you should be able to find that pretty easily. It's a great news story, and it lines up with everything I can tell about Jameson Wharton. He's got his ducks in a row and then some, and you heard from him. He's been making a lot of serious life-altering decisions. He's had to be patient about them. Taking a gap year after high school in hopes of playing big-time college football, which for a little bit there was plan A. That was plan A for Jameson Wharton. That's a tough decision for a 17, 18-year-old football player to make. And he was ready to do it. He was ready to do what was best for him, and his family has certainly supported him for it and through it. And plan A upgraded a little bit. I'll be playing SEC football right out of high school. So thanks again to Jameson Wharton for taking the time to do that interview. Appreciate everybody at Hendersonville High School as well, who are always fun to not only interview, but announce their games and just be around the facility. They've got a lot of cool Vandy stuff over there. Like I mentioned, the jersey, it's a real old school 1930s, 40s era football jersey that was passed down from the Vanderbilt football team once they were done with those uniforms. They gave them to Hendersonville High School to use as their game jerseys. So for a time in the early years of Hendersonville football, they were using Vandy football's old jerseys. And also, as I said, James Beasley, who is the head coach at Hendersonville High School, he's in his fourth season. He was the D coordinator under Coach Hat, Bruce Hatfield, who's now coaching college football at Tennessee Tech. Coach Beasley's mom is sisters with Clark Lee's mom. They're first cousins. So the non-Nashville sides of both of those families are one. And now they're both football head coaches in Nashville. James Beasley at Hendersonville High and Clark Lee at Vanderbilt. Both of them coaching their alma maters, too. Clark Lee went to MBA in Vanderbilt. James Beasley went to Hendersonville High School, then played tight end at UT Chattanooga. So the connections are everywhere. They're everywhere in the high school football world. And if you can't tell, I love covering high school sports. Those of you who know me from Vanderbilt baseball or listening to this podcast as Vandy fans, especially if you don't live in Nashville, there's no reason you would have watched Nashville high school sports of any kind. But I always love broadcasting those games. It's fun. It's really, really a lot of fun. And it's special to, especially for someone not from Nashville like myself, to be at the center of those communities and to be able to have a voice in those communities and get to know people and see folks over and over again year after year as we travel around to the best games across 8, 9, 10 different counties all the way to the state finals. It's pretty cool. So I never take that for granted. And a lot of the times the high school football stories become Vanderbilt stories. And that was certainly the case today. That's all we got. We'll be back on Vanderbilt baseball later this week or next week before opening day next Friday. But a nice little football reprieve to tell a great story of a high school player and future Commodore tonight. You've been anchoring down and listening up with me, Max Herz. This is the Anchor Down Podcast on ESPN 102.5 The Game. We'll be right back.